With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. New York police identify the woman burned to death inside a subway train.
Debrina Kowam from Toms River, New Jersey, is the woman seen on video being burned to death on a New York City subway in Brooklyn on December 22nd. Mayor Eric Adams.
She had a brief stint in our homeless shelter system. And, you know, our hearts goes out to the family. A horrific incident.
Sebastian Zepeda was arrested the same day and charged with murder. ICE says the 33-year-old is in the country illegally from Guatemala. Prosecutors say there's video of him lighting Kowam, who was apparently sleeping on the train, on fire, fanning the flames, and then sticking around and watching. Prosecutors say Zepeda told investigators he didn't remember because he'd been drinking. Julie Walker, New York.
The man accused of shoving a stranger in front of an oncoming subway train on New Year's Eve is identified as 23-year-old Kamel Hawkins. He's now charged with attempted murder and second-degree assault. Surveillance video showed the 45-year-old victim standing by the edge of the platform before he was pushed. A law enforcement official said the man survived because he fell perfectly in the trench, describing the near miss as an act of God. Also at SRNnews.com, it's going to cost you to drive into New York City.
New York's plan to charge drivers extra to enter the center of Manhattan is set to take effect Sunday. The goals of what's known as congestion pricing are to reduce gridlock and pollution and raise revenue for the region's transit system. Governor Kathy Hochul said this week the state is pushing forward with the plan. That means most motorists can expect a $9 charge on their Easy Pass if they drive into Manhattan's business district south of Central Park. Those without Easy Pass will pay more. They'll receive bills in the mail. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. Liberal pastors are blessing abortion clinics.
Since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-life laws have been sweeping the states and clinics have been closing. But the ones that remain have been seeking and receiving blessings from liberal clergymen. The Religious Community for Reproductive Choice is connecting the clinics with pastors who support abortion. Pro-life activist Josh Mercer tells the Daily Caller that it is, quote, wicked for religious practice to be hijacked to promote the killing of children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another call for an end to anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. The Plateau State Youth Council is urging the government to deploy the military in an effort to stop Muslim terror groups from murdering Christians. Tens of thousands of believers have been killed. Millions more have been driven from their homes over the past two decades with no end in sight. A letter from the Youth Council asks, how long shall this carnage continue? We say enough is enough. This is SRN News. Democrat defections continue in Florida. More on the story from Rich Thomason.
A second state lawmaker is switching her party affiliation, joining the Republican caucus. Hillary Cassell says Florida Democrats are out of touch with voters, and she stands a better chance of advancing her priorities in the GOP camp. Earlier, Democrat Susan Valdez announced her switch to the GOP. With Cassell's switch, Republicans will expand their supermajority to an 87-33 margin over Democrats in the state House. Rich Thomason reporting.
Another Democrat lawmaker is rewarding murderers. On his final day in office, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper commuted the sentences of 15 death row inmates. Tuesday, Cooper changed their sentences from death penalty to life in prison without parole. No inmate's been executed in the state since 2006 due to ongoing litigation. More details at SRNnews.com.